Vayter in Shas, here in Kiddushin Daf Nun Vav, picking up on Nun Heim Abiz by the bottom of the page, second to last line. Sakti Le Gemara, Tanura Bonon. Ein Lokchim Behema B'mos Meiser Sheni. You're not allowed to buy an animal with money of Meiser Sheni, and we're talking about here outside of Yerushalayim. Says Rashi Chutz Yerushalayim, Dechsev, Vitzarta Kesab Yadcha, Vod Shema Tachish Betarcha Derech. You're not allowed to go and take that money. Now, we know that Meiser Sheni is we take off of the produce in the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year, and take off Meiser, and we're going to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat the produce in Yerushalayim. But that's a little bit hard to carry all this type of stuff with you. So what you do is you put it onto a coin. You take that coin to Yerushalayim and you buy stuff over there. And as we're going to see often, the carbon of Shlomim brought with that money, or a person would just buy food and eat with it. Now, you're not allowed to go and buy an animal outside of Yerushalayim with most Meiser Sheni. Beep, turn the page. Nun Vav. V'im lagach. But a person did this. He breaks the law and he does it anyway. What should he do? If he did it by shogeg, he did it by accident without realizing that it's Meiser Sheni money he's using, and he goes to the cow dealer and he gives him the money, then yachsu damim lamakomam. Then what happens is the whole thing becomes void. That is, the cow seller should give back the money, you give him back the cow. B'mezid, if he did it b'mezid, he knew what was going on over here. Then tala v'techa b'makom, this animal must be brought up and eaten in that place, meaning he's got to bring it up to Yerushalayim Eir Kodesh. Rashi says, be Yerushalayim. Amar B'Yehuda says, b'medvar memurim, when is this true, that if you do it b'mezid, using Meiser Sheni, that it's going to work? B'meskavin v'lakach t'chil l'shem shlomim, where you had intentions in mind to go and use it for shlomim. As we mentioned, Rashi says, shekein derech kol behemos, and that's the general thing that was done. When you had in mind to use that money or to buy a cow in order to not even use that cow in Yerushalayim, just eat it outside of Yerushalayim, the main shogig, being mazed, yachsu dam makomim, whether you did this by shogig or not, or mazed, the money goes back to the original. The whole thing is void. We're not talking about here whether it's he knew about the money that he was using over here, but rather when the person had in mind that whatever he's going to buy is going to use, not in its consecrated state in Yerushalayim. So then, that money that's used has to go back to the original place. In fact, Gemara, we learned, that was Rabbi Yehuda saying that, but we also saw Rabbi Yehuda's one who said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'mezid Kiddush. If a guy goes and marries a woman, b'mezid, it's going to be mekudosh. Rashi says, "Kibin deleka toos mishum kenasa lo amir abanan delevatel." If you use Meiser Sheni money to go in to marry a woman, so then it's going to be good, which goes against Rabbi Yehuda over here that says that if it's used over here, then it's null and void. What's going on? Amir Elazar, no. Ishi yodash, ein mos Meiser Sheni meschalin al yada. A woman knows that it's not meschal, it doesn't become deconsecrated when that happens. So she's fine with doing this and taking this up to Yerushalayim. Va'ola v'ochalta b'Yerushalayim. She's going to take it up and go eat it in Yerushalayim, and therefore that's going to work. But in the case we're talking about here, it wouldn't. Maskavav Rav Yirmi, Rav Yirmi comes and asks Kasha v'arei behema tamea avodim v'karkos. As we're going to see in a Mishnah in a moment, we know that if you have a non-kosher animal, if you have slaves, or you have karka that was bought with Meiser Sheni, to adam yodeh shein maos Meiser Sheni mischalan aleim. People know that Meiser Sheni funds over here is not going to be mechulal on them. It's not going to end up being deconsecrated through it. Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah that ain lokah behemah tamei avodah b'karkos most Meiser Sheni afilu shalayim. Not allowed to do it. V'im lokach, and if you did, yochel kenegdom, then now you have to go ahead and set aside an extra amount of money equal to that which you used over here in order to use in Yerushalayim. So clearly, what does that mean? That we're not saying that the seller is going to go and take the Meiser Sheni money that he got to Yerushalayim and spend it over there. So why by Kiddushin do we say the woman's able, she's going to go and do it, just like this guy's not going to, so the woman won't either. Therefore, it shouldn't work. Says Gemara, Ela hacha b'isha chaverta, chavera askinan. We're dealing with isha chavera, chashav a woman, she knows what's going down. She's full aware of the fact that the money's not going to help take it out of its state it's not a chalal, it's not deconsecrating it. Therefore, she'll take it to Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, "She in my sushani." She knows she in my sushani mischala de kiddusha v'olav ochlasan. She'll take that to Yerushalayim. She'll eat over there. Therefore, there's no reason to avoid it. Aval stam mocha lo yoda. Says Rashi, "She in myser mischala behima tamei." They don't stam. They don't know that to be the case. And we backtrack into that statement we just brought up. I'm remarking im lakach. If someone did buy this behima tamei or vadim or karka with my sushani, So Yochel Kenegdo. Now you have to go and set aside equal amounts in order to go ahead and bring up two shlamim and eat. But the question is obvious. Why would you have to do that? Yachsu dam of lemkomov. Why don't we just void the whole thing? Let everything go back to like it was. Ki hasam, just like we saw in the case of somebody who gets a regular animal, like in such a circumstance. Why is it that we have to penalize him over here? Just void the whole thing. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, beep, turn the page. Nun vavim beis. Kishabaruch. We're talking about a case where the one who sold it, he ran away. Rashi says, hamocher, shadam biyado. You know, basically you're stuck. You can't go back on it. But time at the barach, the whole reason why he has to go and set aside the extra stuff of here is because the guy ran away, which means, halo barach, kansina lemocher. If he doesn't go back, then we're gonna give a kanas to the seller and say that it's no good and he's gonna have to return everything. It's like a start over again. In fact, the Gemara though, but why would you do that? V'niknasilokeach. Why don't we kanas the buyer because he's the one who spent the money that he shouldn't have doing. And for the Gemara, interesting line over here that we have seen before. Where are you? You saw in Gittin and Erichin. Lav akbaraganov. The mouse is not the thief. Elachuraganov. Rather, the chor, the hole, is a thief. Right? She says, Almali chor sha akbar matznia gnevasu sham. If not for the hole that the mouse can hide what it stole over there, loya gonov. It wouldn't be able to steal. It wouldn't steal in the first place. So the fact that the seller provided the opportunity for the buyer to go do this transaction over here, that's why he's punished. In fact, the Gemara, but let's flip it the other way. If not for the mouse, then what would the hole do? Rashi says, "Me'ayin lo agneva." Okay, the Ganami, the fact that he had an opportunity to do it. But if there would be no mouse over here, then nothing would happen. So this guy, the seller, the buyer, should actually be chayev. Says Gemara, "No mistaber kol hichdi ike yisura hasam kansinan." Makes sense to say that wherever the goods are, the usher stuff is, that's where the kanas is going to be. And now the money over here of the Meiser Sheni is in his hands. Therefore, he's the one who's going to get the kanas. Zoktan HaKamishna, we're going to see a bunch of things we're presumably going to try to marry a woman with. And it's not going to work because not only the usher, but the usher Bahana as well. Then the Gemara is going to break down how we know each one of them are right now. Hamakodesh ba'orla. Somebody gets married with orla. Rashi says, like we mentioned, dekulu isurei hana'a ninhu kedilaflo Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. Hamakodesh ba'orla. Orla is the first 3 years of the fruits of the tree. Someone goes and gets married with that. Bekilei karma or with. Kilayim, stuff that's mixtures in a vineyard. Beshor niskal or with an ox that's supposed to be killed because it goes and killed somebody. Therefore, it's chayiv misa. Obegla rufa. You take the eglufa and marry one with it. Bitzpur mitzora, the birds of a mitzora. Obasir nazir, obasar nazir with the hair of a nazir. That's aser bana. Upeta chamor, the firstborn male donkey. Ubasa b'chalav, all these are aser bana. V'chulin shenishchu b'azara. If you have something that's not kadosh and you did it, you shechted it in the azara, it's also aser bana. And in mikudesh, just none of these, the marriage will not be good in any of them. Machar, what if you sold all of these things? You get money from it, and you get married with the money, then Mikudesh says it's married. Rashi says the ina damim nitfasin bisuri, the iser, the money doesn't take on or not caught up in the iser itself. Because come on, like we're going to learn in a moment. Now break it down. But early we know, how do we know that it's aser b'hana? The tanya we learned in a brisa, arelim lo ye achel. The pasuk says v'chisavo el haaretz. When you come into the land, unetatem kol eitz ma'echel v'araltem or laso, and you come and you plant any food tree v'araltem or laso, you have to treat it as aser, as pirio. Shalosh shalom ye lechem arelim lo ye achel. It's going to be aser for you. They're not allowed to be eaten. So ainly ala isachil al nur sasar bachil hanomin al harabino shelo ye hanomimenu. You're not able to get hana from it. Lo yitzbavo, not able to use it to dye things with it, using different parts of the plant or whatever it may be, or the seeds. Velo yadlikvos. I know you can't light the candle with it by taking the oil, let's say olive oil. Talmud lomar ve'araltem or lo so. Larabos es kulam. You shall treat its fruit as aser, and that's coming to include everything that comes from it. Next, Bekile Karim, I don't know Kilayim. And the Karim is going, the vineyard is going to be us, so you can't get it from me, Nolan. I don't know. I'm a Chiski, I'm a Kor, because we learn in the Pasuk says, Pen Tikdash, full pasuk is that loses a kamecha kilayim. Don't plant your fields with a mixture of usher mixture, kilayim, kamecha kilayim, pen tikdash, which means lest the pen tikdash hamalea hazera asher tizro tvuas akarim, lest the fullness of the seed that you have sown be forfeit along with the produce, the product of the vineyard. So what does the word pen tikdash mean? It's actually a contraction of two words. Pen tukad ish, lest it be burnt by the fire. The pasuk says that the stuff has to be burnt, which means that it must be that it's also for you to actually get hana from. Rashi amar pen yihyeh kodesh, lest it become like kodesh. And we know that hekdesh is also bahana, therefore this too. So Gemara, what do you mean? You want to compare it to hekdesh? Okay, so ima, which we're going to show clearly you can't, and knock it off and say the first answer. Ima kodesh tofes is damas v'yotze l'chulin. If that's really true, then we know that hekdesh you're able to deconsecrate by putting it onto money, and then it itself is no longer in the state of hekdesh, and it's mutter to use. And just the money becomes takes on the property of Asabana. So if you want to compare it to Hekdesh, so Ima Kodesh Tofes is Damas Yotzi Chulin, just like it takes on the status, and that becomes Asabana, but the other stuff goes to Chulin, it's now no longer Hekdesh. Avkele Kerem Tofes is Damas Yotzi Chulin, is that what you want to say? So Kele Kerem, as long as you put onto money, now it's no longer called Kele Kerem, and just the money is going to be Asa. We know it's not true because we know that you said you'll let him marry a woman with that. It says Rashi, Alama Tanad Basisan Machum Kilesh Bedamim Kudeshes. Alma in osin is the man. Must be that does not. So the money is really not like it. Ela machvarta kedachizkia. We go like the first answer that we said, and that is pen tukad eish. Lest it be burnt in a fire, which is what has to be done. Therefore, must be that's asa behana. Shor haniskal. How do we know it's going to be asa behana? Minayin. The tanya were learned in a braisa. Mimashna. Mimashma shin. Holy moly, where am I? Mi mashma shenema sukkel yisukkel lashor, from that which we're mashma, we imply of what said when it says the ox will be stoned. The full pasuk is v'chiyigach shor es ish o es isha v'meis. This animal gores a man or a woman, and they die. Sukkel yisukkel lashor, they have to be stoned. V'lo ye ochel es v'sor, you can't eat its flesh. Yobal shenaki, and then the owner of it will be clean. Now mimashma shenema sukkel yisukkel lashor en yodesh en aveli. I don't know, it's called an avela. Of course, it's an avela that gets stoned over there. And the unavela, sur bachila, it's also to eat. So, matam and lumo, why does he have to tell us, lo ye'echel es basar, don't eat its flesh? We already know that you can't eat the flesh of something that's not shechted. So, what's the question? Magal chetzkam, they tell you, she'im shachto la'achir nishinik bardino, asar bachila. Let's say there's a gemar din on the saddle, it has to be stoned. But then you go and you take it and you go and you shecht it. That's still going to be a problem. Rashi says, "V'tarti Ashmina and Kra, Soki Yisaka L'Shar Ve'im Nishchat Lo'yochas." Coming to you, it's going to be stoned, and if you shechted it, it wouldn't work. It's not allowed to be eaten from that. Okay, so Bahana Minayin. How do we know from Hana? It's also Hana. Talmud Lomer Ubal Asharnaki, and he is clean. What does that mean? My Mashma. How do you see it? That means also Hana. Shimon Bezoma Omer Kadam Shomer Lachaver. It's like the person says to his friend, "Yatsa Ploni Naki Minachas of a person. This person went clean from his property." Mistaf ain't low bahem hana shaklom. He's got no hana from it at all. It's like someone says, "Oh, there was a robbery. They cleaned me out." It means they took everything. So the person's not getting hana either. Fact the gemara. But hold on a second. Hold on. You just said that if it was already gemar din and then you shecht it, then it's going to be no good. You're not allowed to eat from it. In that case, mimay dahi lo ye achel es basaro leheichad shachet acher sheng berdino hudasa. Who says that it's coming to teach us this principle over here? That after we shucked it after the Gemar Din, Dilm Hechad the Shachet Lachashim Gid Din Ashari. Maybe even after Gemar Din, it's still going to be Mutter. Vahal Lo Ye Achel, when it says Lo Ye Achel, Hechad the Sakle Miskel Udas, it's still talking about a case of after it was already stoned. And you're going to ask, okay, but why would you need to tell them that it's already us? The answer is no, because the Rav Avoh is teaching us something different. What's that? We're learning if the words Lo Ye Achel and Isra Hana. Like Rav Avoh says, Amar Balazar, the Amar Rav Avoh, Amar Rav Balazar. Kol makom shenemar lo yochal, lo sochal, v'lo sochlu, echad iser achila, v'echad iser hana'a. It's going to be aser achila and behana'a. Oh, so that's what it's coming to tell you. Ad she'yifart l'cha kasav, k'der shepart l'cha nevela, until the pasuk is going to tell you differently like it does by nevela. Says Rashi, mid itzrach l'farish ben nevela l'ger asher b'shar echad titnenu, the achel the mishraya bana that's also to take the nevel and give it to the guy that's living with you. V'lo nichtav bo, elo lo sochlu shma mina, lo slochlu, is Isser Hana'ahu, but Pesachim, okay, there's a Parakim and Tuva, fine, there's a question over there. But the point is that's what it comes to teaching, Isser Hana'ah, and therefore you talk a lot to eat it after Gemar Din, if the Shechita was done. Says Gemara, no, not a riot. Because Hani Mili, when is the case of Rav Avoh applying when he says Lo Yochel Losochel Losochel, all those things? That's Hani Mili. That's when we're learning out the Isser from those words that it can't be eaten. But Hacha Isser Achilim Yisakel Yisakel Nafka, we learn out the Isser of eating it from Sakel Yisakel. The Yisakel Daitech L'Isser Anahu, if you want to say that it's coming to tell you that Lo Yochel here is telling you that it shouldn't be eaten, Nichtof Kra Lo Yehaneh, should have just said Lo Yehaneh, and there, because we already know where the Isser is coming from another place, Sakel Yisakel. So that's one answer. And therefore, if it's shechted after the Gemara did, it's no good. Inami, another answer is Lo Ye'achel. Should have just said Lo Ye'achel. What's Es Bisaro Lamali? Why do I have to say is Es Bisaro? Afogav the shechted Ke'en Basar Hu. Ke'en Basar Aser. It's coming to teach you that he shechted it like a regular case, and still it's going to be Aser to partake of. Maskifla Marzutra Ve'ema Hanimilu. Why don't we say that? When is it true that's going to be usher after Gemar Din to go and shecht it? It's only hechid the badak tzor v'shachet ba. If you check a stone and you shecht it, what does that mean? You shecht it with the stone. What that means is we know that in order to shecht an animal, whatever you're using to shecht it, it's got to be extremely sharp, that it's slicing and not tearing and pulling and ripping. So why don't we say that when is it true that it's going to be usher to eat is when you check the stone and use a stone in order to shecht the mixer kaskil, because that looks like skill and therefore it should be usher. Avashachte besakin lo, then there wouldn't be an issue. In fact, the Gemara, huh? Midi sakin, but reisik siv, does it say anywhere in the Torah that you have to go ahead and you have to use a knife in order to shecht an animal? All it says is v'zavachta, kasher tzivisicha, that which I've commanded, but it doesn't say how it's done. So therefore, no, there's no reason to think that would be a distinction. V'otanya, and besides it, we have a brisa that says straight up, a kol shochin, you shecht with anything. Bein b'tzor, bein b'shochin, bein b'krumis shel kana. You could use a stone, glass, or even a reed, as long as it's sharp and it's going to be slicing. So therefore, no, that it's going to be usher, even with any of these things, even with a knife after Gemara Din. Frek the Gemara, ask the Gemara. V'ashda de nafka lon iser achila v'iser hana tarvay mi lo yachel. Now that we know that we have an iser achila and hana from the word lo yachel, hi balash anaki lamayasa. What do I need the word balash anaki? We said before balash anaki is coming to tell you that it's going to be aser bahana, but we know that already from the word lo yachel. There's Gemara, lahana, oro. It's coming to tell you that it's aser from the get hana from the or, from the hide. Sakat the chmin, I would have thought, lo yachel's besaroksiv. Besar asava or mutter, only the bus of the flesh is going to be out there, but the hide is going to be mutter. Therefore, has to come and tell you, Bashar Naki, he's not allowed to get enough from that either. Says the Gemara, Ulahanach Tanoi. But according to that Tana, who actually learns that the Mafki Lehai Balashar Naki Lechatzi Kofer, he's going to teach us a different principle, Gemara in Bava Kama. If a animal that it's not considered a muad, that is that it just didn't kill three times already, but only killed three times already, then it has new rules that it has to be paying something called kofar, meaning it's like an atonement payment. But when it hasn't done it yet, so we learn out the mafkid lehai bashar naki lechatzi kofar, teaching that the owner is potter from having to pay that idea, u'l'demei v'lados, or teaching that he's potter from paying the value of the demei v'lados. This is talking about a case where a im nagaf isha hara, if an animal gores a woman that is pregnant, v'yotzo hildel, and she has a miscarriage, einu mishalim d'mei v'lados, you don't have to pay for that labal, kamosha adam anokiv mishalim, like if a man goes and hits a woman and he has to go and pay, hanos or minol, where does he learn that the idea is of hanos oro, together the hana from the hide, mi es b'saro, he learns it from es b'saro, es hatafel b'saro, that is the es, with the thing that is tuffled to the flesh, which is the hide itself. V'idach ay, and the other one who says he learns out from getting an aser from the or, from Baal Hashor Naki, what's he going to learn out with the word S? Beep, turn the page. Nun zayin, S lo darshi, he isn't darshin the word S. Rashi says, l'ribuye, he doesn't learn it out. K'detanya, Shimon Amtsuni, there's some that go in the darshin, everything the others don't. Shimon Amtsuni, v'amrilo, Nechemi Amtsuni, ha'idorish kolos in Shabbat Torah, he would darshin every S that was found in the Torah to be including other things as ribuyes. And
What happened? Kevin Shigiela Es Hashem Lekachatira perished when he got to the word Es Hashem Lekachatira, and he couldn't understand what it, you know, to fear Hashem. What does that mean? Rashi says Shiyori LeRabus Shum Dover LaHashvosa LeMara Mokar. He couldn't figure out what is it that's going to be compared to Hashem that you have to go and fear. He left it all. He said, all right, I don't know how to dash in that. So that means all the essence that I dash in, I'm chucking out the window. Because if I can't understand this one, it must be I'm off on all of them. Amal Tamidis, Tamidis said to them, Rebbe, call us and show us and Shadrash to Matalim. It's going to be all the essence that you dash in until now. What are you going to do with them? Well, Lam, he says, Keshem Shekibalti Schar, Alodrisha, just like I get Schar on being Dorish of them, on sitting down and trying to figure out what they mean, Kach Kibalti Al Ha Prisha. So I'm going to get Schar for leaving it, because if it's not true, it's not true. Achavar Rekiva, Velimed Es Hashem Lekachatir, and Terbekiva came along and he explained, what does that mean, Hashem Lekachatir, Lorabas Tamidi Chachamim, come to include Tamidi Chachamim. Okay, so at the end of the day, the point that's relevant for us now is the fact that we didn't touch an Essen, and we brought this whole thing over here, and we are good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.